Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of In a Village. Hey, before we get started with the story, I just want to take a quick moment and tell you about Buzzsprout. Listen, Buzzsprout is the program and software that we use to publish our podcast, our very own podcast right here. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show or your own D&D podcast, with Buzzsprout, it's inexpensive, fun, easy. Listen, this isn't just, me telling you about something. I actually use this all the time for myself as well. So it comes highly recommended. Hands down, the easiest and best way to launch, promote, track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed with Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just like we are. And it happens within minutes of finishing your recording. When you have the right partners and the team at Buzzsprout, and they're so passionate about helping you succeed, podcasting is easy. So you can join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world, and you can get your message out to the world. Happy to offer you guys, after your second paid invoice, and the way that works is you actually only pay for the amount of content you want to release. Super inexpensive but definitely my recommendation on the way to go. After your second paid invoice, you actually get a $20 Amazon gift card that Buzzsprout is going to send you. So that's a pretty great offer on top of just being a really great program that I choose to use as well. Well, how do you accomplish this, you ask? Well, following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. It gets you that $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan and help support our show. So, feel free to check that out. But without further ado, let's jump into episode 3 of In a Village.
What happened to you? Where were you?
I don't like these purple mushrooms.
Neither do I. They're too scary. That was... ugh. Sorry for punching you in the face, but it was kind of fun, but, oh, that was scary, and I'm gonna, like, hug him. Like, ah!
I'm a hug back. Oh. I'm fucking shit. I'm fucking shook. I'm shook.
Me too.
Okay. I want Rayanne to roll an insight check. And I want Raylik to roll a wisdom check.
Bro, I'm getting horrible rolls, but I am proficient in insight. So, what we have is a 6.
Nice. Good stuff.
Yep.
12 on wisdom.
12 on wisdom. Okay. You're really glad. You're really grateful to see each other safe again. And that's all you get with those rolls.
Can I know nature isn't quite my thing, but can I just do like a quick nature check and see if I can... like, if I know anything about psychedelic drugs.
Sure.
Ooh, nat 20! Yes!
Hey!
Plus 2, so 22.
Here's what I'll give you with a nat 20. And that's about what you had to roll. You heard somewhere somebody say, if you suspect that somebody's under the influence of some sort of drug, to look at their pupils. See what's going on in their pupils.
Ooh.
You look in there.
Am I still blasted?
You look at Raylik's pupils. They look normal as far as size and shape. There's a slight, I don't know, purplish tint in his eye that's slowly disappearing right now.
Can I, like... remember if his eyes looked purple before that I just hadn't noticed?
With a nat 20? What color are your eyes normally?
My eyes were not purple. They were azure. Azure blue.
So
not at all purple.
There's almost like a purple wave that is receding from his eyes.
Weird.
And it's gone now. It's gone. It's already gone.
But it was purple before?
Yeah. It was like a purple fog over his eyes that was just disappearing as you looked.
Weird. Ugh. Weird, weird, weird.
How do I feel?
Like the worst headache of your life.
Okay. That's it? Just headache?
Other than that, you're fine.
Also, this is just a side note, but in my neuropsychology class, we've been learning about, like, neurotransmitters and, like, psychedelic drugs, like, for, like, 2 weeks now, and so my whole mind is like, bro, it's like, the acetylcholine channel is, like, going crazy right now! Anyway.
Everybody get an education. It's valuable in D&D. All
right. Amen!
Been there, done that. Been there, done that, played that game.
So
you have any water, sister?
Water? Oh, yes! Have a yes, water.
Hell of a headache.
Water, yeah, I get out my flask or thermos or whatever and give him my water.
Okay. It helps a little bit. Yeah, you're probably going to have a headache for the next several hours.
Is there an herb we can take?
Maybe.
Do you want to go to the apothecary and see if we can get an herb, or do you not want to go to the apothecary?
I don't know if I want to go, but I don't know why she wanted these. It's a... bit of a problem. Do I have any herbs that could help a headache?
What equipment do you have?
I didn't equip.
Nice. Equip a medicine pack. And then cool. Yes, you do.
Sure. Do that.
Yep.
I'm gonna just say I equip it and then use it, and then we're just gonna pretend that happened.
Cool. Yeah, so you have basic herbs for,
okay, cool.
For
all
curing,
right, so
very basic things.
I'm gonna add a couple just like medicine equipment packs, because
perfect.
I'm a druid. I have herbs.
Yeah.
Also, add that moss too. Add moss light. nobody has an official name for it, and it's just famous for being weird. You don't really know what it does, but you know it does things.
When did I get this?
It's just all around you. Like, there's some on the ground right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the grass of this island.
I don't see it. Is it homebrew?
It is homebrew.
Okay. Moss light, moss.
Yep.
Would we know, like, having grown up on moss light, what kinds of things it does do? Or have a general sense, like, oh, this is, like, a weird thing, but it also, like, seems to magically help with infections or something like that. Like, do we know?
It doesn't have any medicinal properties that you have unlocked yet. I'd say the extent of your knowledge is it's edible and tastes very good. Sometimes people have reported, like when casting spells, that there are weird effects when there's large populations of moss light around. But that's it seems very uncontrollable. You don't really know what it's about.
So we've probably eaten a fair portion of moss light in our childhoods trying to survive in the woods.
Correct.
Nice.
All right. You guys make your way back to the town?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back to the tavern specifically?
How many hours do we have until it's time to play cards?
I would say you're about 3 hours away from ending up back at the tavern for your card game.
Ugh, Raelic, do you want to go home for a little bit and lie low? Maybe, rest a little bit?
I do.
That was... Ooh, thanks for letting me take the fireball.
Yeah. I'll take the... I don't want... You can take the purple ones next time.
Do you want to take them with you, or do you want to leave them here? The purple ones, I mean.
I'm going to take them with me. I want to figure them out. They're strange. I saw Mom and Dad.
Yeah. I miss them a lot.
I don't know. I'm going to take them. I have 3 of those.
Okay. Add them to your inventory.
Yep. And I gave you 1 red.
Yeah.
So I have 5 red left.
Okay.
We head back to our house. And Lilo.
Shannara, what are you going to do?
Where am I?
Yeah, the last place we saw you was at the tavern. But you can head back to the house and run into them. The last place we saw you was heading back to the tavern with the feeling of unease.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go back to the house since there's time.
Okay. So you guys are just settling down to rest for a little bit, and Shannara unlocks the door and steps through.
Is this a multi-room house?
It is. A single story. An outhouse that is connected by a hallway. So you don't have to go outside
nice.
To use it, although it's a little bit a little bit away. And
we're bougie.
Oh.
Yeah, real medieval bougie. And it's got a kitchen area. It's got a cellar outside. And 3 bedrooms. And like a shared living space.
and that's about it.
So each of us have our own bedroom and a shared living space?
Yep.
So I'll probably be down in the shared living space. Raylik, are you down with me?
Do we have a couch or something of that variety?
You do, and there's big unidentified furs. You probably would know it with your nature, but there's large furs that are just draped over the couch because it gets very cold here.
Nice.
There's also, obviously, otherwise you would die, a large fireplace.
I'ma walk in, quite literally fall onto the couch, grab the furs, pull them on top, and stop existing for a minute.
Okay.
Shannara, hello. Shh, keep your voice down. Raylik is taking a bit of a nap. We had him.
Poke my hand out and wave.
Raylik, stop it. Go to sleep.
Is he okay?
We had a bit of a trying afternoon, actually.
No.
Well, we did, Raylik. Don't deny it.
No, I'm not okay.
He's not okay, but he'll be okay later. I think so. I think. How much do you know about medicine?
A lot.
Ooh. I'm gonna go over to Raylik and kind of crouch by his head and be like, Raylik, is it okay if Shannara takes a look at you just to make sure you're okay?
I guess.
Shannara, would you mind especially, looking at his eyes? I don't know, just some weird stuff happened. We don't have to now, but just, you know, weird stuff.
Well, down to, like, my chin.
I guess is there blood still all over our clothes, or is it sucked back in?
Your blood, excuse me, Raylik's blood, any that got on you is still there. Any that was still on Raylik went back inside him.
Ah. So I have, like, including the blood from his broken nose?
Correct.
So I have blood, like, halfway down the back of my shirt, and that's it.
And on your knuckles from where you punched him in the face.
Nice. I, like, wipe it on my pants.
Fair.
I'm gonna ask about the blood in a second. Cool.
It's mine.
Okay. Can I do a medicine check or something?
Yes, please do a medicine check.
Cool. Well.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, pretty messed up. The nose is still broken. That was not fixed. So you might want to reset that before he sleeps. Other than that, though, doing okay. Yeah, maybe eyes a little bloodshot, but other than that, fine.
Can I set his nose?
Sure. Roll a medicine check.
Ow.
Oh, no.
Don't mess this up, please. I got a cute nose. Don't fuck it up, please.
22.
Actually, how do Dragonborn's noses
22?
Look?
22?
Yes.
I think there's...
You punched him at the top of the nose.
Excellent.
So, essentially, the way it works with Dragonborns is to break his nose, you punched at, like, the top of it, and you shattered it in a little bit. yeah.
Yeesh.
But, being well-versed in medicine, and maybe with a little bit of help from some sort of glowing purple light that comes out of your hands while you're adjusting his nose, it, with a sickening sets back into place.
Mm. Awesome.
Ah, thank you, Shannara.
Of course.
Much appreciated.
So the blood.
We ran into some problems with a mushroom. And I may or may not have punched him in the face to try and wake him up, but it didn't quite work out, so that's okay. We're here now, and everything's fine, as you can see.
I'm alright. Just don't feel well.
That was convincing. Yeah. Where did the blood come from?
My face, mostly.
Oh. Okay.
His face, mostly, yeah. Yeah. And also, maybe a little bit from his eyes, actually. But that's part of the mushroom, I think, because it stopped right away. But, yeah. It's okay. I'm actually going to go change my shirt now. I'll be right back. And I'm going to go change my shirt.
Do you want a mushroom?
Just say no, Shannara. Just say no.
I don't want a mushroom. Can I see the mushroom?
I give you a mushroom. I give you one purple and one red.
I would like you to roll. Are you proficient in religion?
Yes.
I would like you to roll a religion check, please.
Oh no. 7.
Okay. You've never seen these mushrooms before. The red one is particularly warm to the touch.
So I've come back from changing my shirt, and I'm gonna pull Shannara aside and say, "Hey, Shannara, you know a lot about languages, don't you? You're a smart lass."
Yes.
I wondered if you could take a look at this. It's a pattern that I found when we were out on our hike this afternoon, and I wondered if you could take a look at it and see if it means anything to you. And I show her my amazingly drawn picture.
Actually, it's very, very gorgeous. If you step in like and really were to take the time to take a look at it, which who knows how well you'd do with a headache like you have right now. The font is intricate and complicated and almost like a Celtic knot in its complexity. But as you really start to examine what Rayanne has recorded with, I imagine, a piece of charcoal and paper that she had along with her, the text itself looks like many winding snakes that are making their way through a labyrinth of fire.
What?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous rune. What languages do you speak, Shannara?
Common, Abyssal, and Elvish.
This is in Abyssal.
Hey!
It is in ancient Abyssal. And there are elements of it you do not understand. However, in the center of this rune, of this arcanic sigil, is a short phrase. "This kingdom shall fall, a noble sacrifice for revenge."
Ooh.
So the parts that I couldn't understand, can I use Comprehend Languages?
You cast Comprehend Languages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you repeat the original text real fast?
The original text. "This kingdom shall fall, a noble sacrifice for revenge."
Got it.
However, as you cast Comprehend Languages, the ancient abyssal that was escaping you, which is almost, it's the same as like Egyptian hieroglyphics, but largely featuring snakes and fire and monsters you've never seen before. But you still don't understand what it says, but the meaning of it comes to you. And this looks like it speaks of summoning something dark and vengeful. And it mentions the word sister several times. And the idea is of fire and the abyss and of longing and purpose and revenge. And there's a particular word that worries you, army. There's a whole almost vague hieroglyphic description of this plan to summon an army to overthrow a kingdom.
Jeez.
Cool. I explain that to them.
All right.
Well, Raelic, I guess we have a fair sense of what happened to our people then. Wiped out by a vengeful foe. Kingdom shall fall.
But who are they? I poke my head out. Well, who are they?
What's the difference? Demons?
Are they
monsters,
demons?
Fire
are
snakes?
They monsters? Are they...
people who are murderers? All the same.
Except in the way we have to deal with them. You and I are both committed to getting, not revenge, but,
justice?
Justice for the destruction of our camp and the murder of our parents and our friends and all that, but if we're going to do this, we have to do this smart.
Ray, like, I never thought you'd say that to me.
I'm not stupid, I'm clumsy. I just,
Alright.
I don't know. What do you think?
Let's be smart. I agree. Let's be smart. Shannara, what do you know about the lore of this place? Who is this sister? Who is this army?
Roll a religion check. And I also want you to roll a history check.
11 for religion.
Okay.
21 for history.
Okay.
Nice.
The island of Moslight. Through your reading, was established about, I don't know, 700, 800 years ago. Used to be entirely inhabited by shepherds and farmers and hunters and slayers of the monsters that would come out at night from seemingly nowhere. And then all of a sudden, the Empress, Lathora, founded a kingdom here. Arrived one night, was just there in a community. Nobody knows where she came from. She appeared, a beautiful lady with a beautiful diadem on her head, and claimed the island as her kingdom. And nobody wanted to argue with her, especially after her first encounter where she demolished and destroyed unnamed horrors that had been haunting this particularly large shepherding community. And almost inexplicably, over these several hundred years, towns and even a large city at the southernmost part of the island formed. And the island, without knowing much about this empress, became a kingdom. And nobody really complains. Unless you cross the empress, you are protected and taken care of and left alone, which is, for many here in their independent society, the peak of what government should be. Could the kingdom referred to be this kingdom? It is certainly a kingdom. That's as much as you get with the history check.
Okay.
A noble sacrifice for revenge. This kingdom shall fall. Do we know anything about the Empress? Does she have a history that we could even find? Does she have a sister? I mean, she's been alive for over 800 years. Like, that's bizarre. Can I do a history check or something like that to see if I know anything about the Empress?
Sure.
Can I make with and
give advantage? I'll allow it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, because I rolled a 5. So here we go.
Ooh, nat 20. Nat 20.
Yeah. Okay.
For a total of
22.
Okay.
22.
I think the thing you're stuck with is the realization that in all your times making your way through civilization and stealing from people and hearing many conversations that if you're a vagabond who's just a common street thief, people will talk in front of you without consequence because who are you going to tell?
Right.
No one. Not any crime organization individuals that you have worked with or interfaced with over the years. No one knows where Empress Lathora came from. No one knows. Which is a little astonishing, considering she is the empress of the entire island.
Has anyone ever seen her?
Yes. Not many see her now. But initial reports were of a beautiful, beautiful 8-foot-tall woman with long black hair and 2 swords that she carried on her back and would unsheathe and become almost a whirlwind.
I am.
It's kind of rad.
Is there anything else you all would like to discuss before making your way for what is now becoming, as the evening starts to draw to a close, your time for your nightly card game that Aiden insists you all attend in his joking, jovial manner?
I feel very scared. I feel very scared. I'll just say that as a character. I feel very scared about this. I don't like the idea of a mystical force that nobody has ever really seen or knows where she came from, who just randomly decided to make this island her place when it was nothing. There's nothing special here. Except maybe the waterfall and the moss. But why Moslight? Why now? I mean,
this is a long shot. Would Cadmus know anything? Am I familiar?
Do you ask him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What specifically do you ask Cadmus, who has been listening very intently to the conversation?
About Lathora and the message?
Well, I'm glad somebody finally paid attention to me. I do not know the origin of this empress, although she's quite old. I mean, she's at least 800 years old and appeared as an adult before then. So we have to assume quite ancient, longer than a human, although she does appear as a extraordinarily tall human. Yes, as far as this particular rune, I'm afraid I haven't, even though I have been sneaking a little look at your books every once in a while, I haven't really grasped anything particularly in important or helpful for this conversation. I'm just nervous and would appreciate if you would all figure something out, please. So, yep, I'm going to just sit right here and... I like that you have made friends with these dragonborns. But don't let them replace me. I know you appreciate the dragon kind, but I am your first dragon kind, so please keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Cadmus.
What's the character's name? Cadmus?
Cadmus.
He's my favorite.
And it should be noted that he's communicating telepathically to you. So what you all see is just this little pseudo-dragon, maybe 2 feet long, that is just snorting its way at Shannara.
The unfortunate thing is that, Raelic and I both speak Draconic, but pseudo-dragons can't speak.
But they so understand Draconic.
We could tell secrets to it in Draconic without Shannara knowing, but it wouldn't be able to speak back to us. So I'm actually I want to say something in Draconic, and I'm just going to say... calm down, little fellow. We're not going to replace anybody. I don't know what you're thinking, but I know what you're thinking.
I'm gonna like, pat him on the head. Like, give him a little... He's basically a little tiny chihuahua, so I'm going to just, like, give him a little pat.
Accepts the pat reluctantly, but looks over at Shannara and says, your friend thinks I don't understand what she's saying, but I actually understand Draconic. So, you can tell her to chill out, please, and it's fine. I'm... fine. Are you fine?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm gonna say this little guy's gonna call Daddy.
Hey!
Draconic. So he understands.
Could you tell your friend to please be polite? I cannot respond correctly to him. I understand everything he says, so please tell him politely to fix his attitude and maybe fix his headache and maybe not be a huge colossal idiot. Yes. Also, we should probably head to the tavern. It's almost time.
Raylan. He says to chill out. And Raylik, be kind to him.
I wasn't mean. I just...
He can hear you.
I know!
In Draconic, I'm gonna say, that's the point. And kind of wink at, Cadmus.
Cadmus, gives a big huff and a little tiny fire spurts out. And then he flies down into the fireplace and up through the chimney and takes off to take a look around.
Yes.
You can,
nice.
As you are aware, Shannara, you can summon him back anytime and he will appear right next to you. So he often does this to go just take a look around to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
Can you give me a spelling?
Cadmus. Is that correct?
M, okay. M as in
Mary. Is that the spelling you sent me?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right.
Shall we head to the tavern?
I suppose we should go then.
And you all make your way to the tavern. Up through the crowds of people singing and cheering and laughing about their day. And through the circular corner bar, you lift up the table and slip your way behind the bar and make your way up the stairs behind and to the closed door and enter and take your seats as Aiden welcomes you.